こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます窓開いてた。1個目、しょっぱいものを食べると喉が渇くというのは多くの人が常識として認識していますが、ドイツ航空宇宙センター、マックス・デルブリュック分子医学センターバンダービルト大学の共同研究で実は真逆であることが判明しました。驚くことに、これまでしょっぱいものと喉の渇きに関する長期の研究が行われたことはなく、塩分を摂取すると尿が多く出るのは単純に水分をより摂取したからだと推測されてきました。しかし最長205日間に及ぶ実験で、塩分を多く摂取した人は水を飲む量が減っており、喉が渇くのではなくより空腹を感じていました。これまで飲み水と一緒に塩分が排出されていると思われてきましたが、ネズミを使ったさらなる実験で塩分自体は尿にとどまる一方、尿素の働きで水分は腎臓やその他体内に戻されていることが分かりました。尿素を作り出すにはたくさんのエネルギーを要するため空腹を感じるのだと考えられます。
While the statement that salty food will make you thirsty is accepted as common knowledge, researchers at the German Aerospace Center Max Delbruck Center for Molecular Medicineand at Vanderbilt University found the exact opposite may be true. Surprisingly, there have been no studies on the notion that salty food makes you thirsty, and it had been assumed that the extra urine production was a result of simply drinking more water. The study spanned 205 days and found that people who consumed more salt actually reduced their intake of water and felt hungrier. While it has been thought that the increased salt intake was expelled in urine,Studies they were able to do with mice found that the salt is retained and that water is recirculated through the kidney and other organs. Because it requires energy to produce urea, this causes the increased sensation of hunger.
そう、尿素がこういう働きをしてるっていうのもあんまり分かってなかったみたいで、要はキュウリを塩もみするといっぱい水が出てくるみたいな感じで、あの塩分と一緒に水も全部出ちゃってると思われてたんだけど、尿素がそれをブロックしてくれてる、から余計に水が出ちゃわないような仕組みをちゃんと体内で保ってるっていう、
I think this has been recognized among certain nutritionists that work with athletes who、have to cut weight for competition. So for example in the UFC, athletesWhen they're trying to lose water weight, they won't consume salt because salt causes retention of water. And then, so you can do all the exercise you want and sit in the sauna as long as you want, but if the salinity in your blood is too high, I think it doesn't really come out the same way.
そっか。じゃあファイターの人とかは知ってたんだ。
Well, they just know what works.
Right, right, right.
You know, it's not really a scientific... 理由は分かんないけどってことか。You know, the mechanism of action is a bit more complicated.
この実験、ドイツ航空宇宙センターがやってたんだけど、なんで航空宇宙かっていうと、火星に人間が行った時にどれぐらいの水分が必要なのかっていうのを計測する必要があって、それがこう、しょっぱいもの食べたり甘いもの食べたりとかして飲水量が変わったりとか尿の量が変わったりとか、それが積もり積もると長期になるとすごい差になっちゃう、で水が足りなくなったりっていうことになりかねないので、あの2つのグループに分けて100何日間と205日間で実験したんだよね。そしたらこれがたまたま発見されたっていう。
So what are some of the factors in space? Obviously gravity, and I mean, I guess that would be the main one.
I guess.
Because when you're, the fluids in your body, they have to be moved around your body, I think using your lymph system, it like moves lymph, and that's important for healing anything that might be damaged or clearing out any debris or anything like that. And in space, because there's no gravity, not only is your blood is kind of just floating around up in your face and stuff, but you don't contract your muscles that much. Mm. And contracting your muscles is one of the main things that helps your blood flow. I mean, that's what your heart does.
Yeah.
But your muscles kind of do a similar thing when you use them. But if you're in zero Gs, when are you going to flex your muscles, you know, unless you strap yourself into some weird workout machine?
Yeah. So, この火星っぽいエンバイロメントの中で過ごした人、火星の、mm-hmm. に作った居住地区をシミュレーションした中で205日間過ごした人たちも、しょっぱいものを食べた人たちはやっぱり普段よりお腹が空いたっていう風に文句言ってたみたいで、そう、面白いよね。確かにしょっぱいもので喉乾くってちっちゃい時から言われてるから、なんかもう当たり前のように思ってたけど。
I mean, I still feel like I want to say that's true.
飲みたくはなるよね、なんかを。だからその、でもそれは実際に体が水分欲してるのか、口の中がさ、しょっぱいとか、
喉
が。
Is it 水分 or is it just beer? You know, is it like, there's like a...
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It might just be something that has to do with your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそう。リフレッシュしたいみたいな。
They do know that salt combined with sweet things just makes them sweeter.
ああ、そうだね。スイカに塩かける人とかいるもんね。
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it makes you hungrier.And it makes food taste better when you eat it.
うん。塩キャラメルとかね。
Yeah.
いいよね。
What a strategy.
スイカに塩はちょっと私はやらないんだけど。
It's good. I'll do it.
あとこう、チョコレートケーキにちょっと塩入ってるやつとか。
Mm. It's hard to say if, I mean, salt's not bad, but certainly too much salt is bad.
そうだね。
And also, too little salt is bad.
うん。難しいよね。
But, you know, are you really actively doing anything to control how much salt you're taking in?
私はやっぱり加工食品を食べないことによって。
Do those have lots of salt?
うん、だからほら、ベーコンとかさ。
Bacon is, what, pre-salted?
うん。でしょ?
It is?
うん、だって超しょっぱいじゃん。あと、まあ何でもいいんだけど、その自分で量が分かんないもの、もうできちゃってて、何がどんぐらい入ってるか分かんないものはほとんど、まあレストランとかは別として、
right.
それ以外はそういうのを食べないようにしてる。
Well, you should probably just focus on drinking more water.
私はね
More than like your salt
そうだね、私個人はね。次、今月に入りアメリカでは PR クライシスが次々と起きています。ペプシの新しいコマーシャルが猛烈な批判を受け、ユナイテッド航空は乗客に暴行を加え、スパイサー報道官は記者会見でヒトラーは化学兵器を使っていないと述べました。これらが全てたった2週間のうちに起きたため、三大謝罪案件としてネットで盛り上がっているさなか、おととい、アディダスが、おめでとう、あなたはボストンマラソンから生き残りましたというメールを大量の顧客に送り、見事に新しいクライシスを生み出しました。
Since the beginning of this month, one PR crisis after another has been occurring within the United States. There was a widely criticized commercial from Pepsi, United Airlines passenger assault case, and Spicer stating, Well, the White House Press Secretary Spicer stating that not even Hitler used chemical weapons. These gaffes all occurred within the span of 2 weeks, gaining attention as the three major sources of corporate shame, when Adidas sent runners the message, Congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon, kicking off the latest major PR crisis.
そう、日本でもさすがにユナイテッド航空の件はたくさん報道されてたっぽいけどね。ペプシの CM 見た?
Unfortunately.
あれはなんか
Who is that girl?
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner? Yeah, people didn't like her either.
まあまあ結構長い CM だよね。 で、
yeah.
まあ、ケンダルジェナーが
What happens at the beach? How does it start?
ケンダルジェナーがあのモデルで写真撮影をしているところにたまたまデモの人たちがやって、
oh, right. Oh my God. The premise is so bad. I like couldn't remember it.
やってきて、でケンダルジェナーがそこにジョインして、
yeah.
でそれを止めようとしている警察の人にペプシを渡したら、警察官がにっこり笑ってペプシを飲み、すべて解決するみたいな
感じ。Yeah. It was just so flagrantly.Out of touch and opportunistic.
So,
and it just, it, Pepsi doesn't realize, like, no, you're the corporate monster.
So,
like, what are you doing?
そもそもこう、そのデモ隊がどうこういう前に、若いイケてる人たちがペプシを飲んでるところが何回か映るんだけど、そっからしてやっぱりもう違和感があるんだよね。私からすると、やっぱり本当のイケてる若者ってクリーンイーティングとかエクササイズとかしてるイメージなの、私は。本当のイケてる若者はこんなペプシ飲んでるわけないなんていうの、昔はそうだったかもしれないよ、流行っててコーラとかペプシとか、でも今体に悪いですとか言われてるから、その時点で違和感があるし、やっぱりああいうね、今すごいウィメンズマーチとか、こういろんなデモが起きてる中で、
Pepsi's kind of tried to be politically involved before, haven't they? What was the whole Pepsi Beyonce thing that?
何それ？そんなのあったっけ
？Yeah, didn't Beyonce get a bunch of money from Pepsi? May not be true. I might be misremembering.
そうそう。
That,
あ、それはあの Pepsi が怒られたやつね。Pepsi が別に。
Oh, when people
found out
that they gave so much money, yeah.
So
but, you know, that's, but, you know, Beyonce is very clear one of these political figures. I mean, her and Jay-Z went on tour with, like, Hillary Clinton and stuff. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I think people can kind of come to the consensus that we don't really want these big corporations, especially ones that just sell sugar water.To
そうね、
muddle up our, you know, we're trying to get a sense of political clarity here. The last thing we need is a Kendall Jenner Pepsi ad.
Yeah. だからペプシもアディダスもまあ共通して悪気があったわけではないと思うんだけど、あんまりちゃんと考えてなかったっていうことでこんなことに。まあアディダスなんてね、まさに。
But there's no right way to advertise Pepsi. It's well, fucking
another,
sugar water.
Yeah, that's another.Problem.
Whatever you say about it is bullshit.
So,
you know, and they just were really, really reaching with that ad, you know.
The United とかまあスパイサーに関してはその後のコメントでさらに悪化するっていう、mm. あの PR クライシスの悪いお手本みたいな感じになっちゃったんだけど、ただ。日本って結構こういうのがあった時にみんな怒るじゃん。でツイッターとかでも怒ったもう真剣なコメントの方が多いと思うんだけど、うん、あの
About United?
とか何にしろこの企業の引き起こした不祥事とかについて、
yeah. Where's the resignations?
そう、でもなんか結構やっぱり英語圏だとミームになって笑いの対象になるわけで、そうすると怒ってるコメントよりも面白いコメントの方が拡散力があるんだよね、
うん、
でめちゃくちゃリツイートされるしめちゃくちゃ世界中に広がって一向に収まらないっていうことになりさらに怒りと違うのは何かっていうと、ひどいこの会社っていうコメントってじゃあ企業が謝ったらその謝罪後に怒っても仕方ないじゃん、謝罪の後にそれを拡散する意味ってないんだけどっていうことでどんどん収まっていくんだけど、笑いに関しては謝罪しようがしまえば関係ないから、
mm.
こうどんどん広がるっていうのは面白い。
Well, the apology issued by United Airlines made everyone 10 times more furious than they already were.
2つあったんだよね。1つその公に出したコメントの中ではあの reaccommodate してごめんなさいっていう暴行については全く謝らず、
yeah.
あの すごい本当に PR ステートメントみたいなやつを出して、そこでみんなが怒った上に社内のメールがリークしてしまって、
well,
余計悪化したっていう、
We should say what happened in the United Airlines case. A physician was randomly selected by a computer algorithm to be removed as one of three passengers selected to be removed in order that United Airlines could board their own crew members, which otherwise would not have had transportation. The physician had paid for his ticket, was seated on the aircraft, boarding had been done. And then he refused to get out of his seat. So a police officer called in by United Airlines proceeded to swiftly knock him out on the armrest and drag his corpse off the aircraft.
めっちゃ血出てたからね。
He lost his teeth. He definitely suffered a concussion. Yeah. His lip was busted.
いや、お金を払ってさ、チケットを渡して、はい、あなたの席ここですって言って座ってたら、あんな目に遭うってさ、だからいろいろツイッターではさ、もちろんジョークの種になって、あ、もうユナイテッドはオーバーブッキングのイシューは起きないだろうねとか。
Well, they didn't do anything for him. I mean, they let him back on the aircraft, but they sent him back to the same armrest where he just got KO'd. You know?
Yeah.
And so he just got sent back to the same place where he had just been brutalized, and then he was like saying stuff like, just kill me, I need to go home.
Yeah.
And the guy's clearly traumatized. I mean, the level of bad service is pretty amazing.
あの、航空会社なんて社内にも PR のチームがいて、人が何人もいるはずだし、特にアメリカの会社なんて、でさらに多分だけど PR 会社も雇ってるはずなんだよね。それでここまでのことになるっていうのはちょっと何してたのかなっていう。
But their PR firm is probably as corner cut and incompetent as their service.
Probably.
Or at least, and their service is clearly as bad as their ability to actually book flights for their own employees.
でやっぱり今 iPhone があるからね、その暴行が行われてる間みんながそれを動画に撮って一瞬でソーシャルメディアに拡散されて、
There are a few facets to what happened that just made it a perfect storm for social media. First, the person is a doctor. Second, they're Asian. Third, the airline is called United Airlines.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so when you have this racial element and it's United, and then it's supposed to, you know, it's an American airline. United Airlines is supposed to kind of represent the United States. So,
yeah. でこれでもうめちゃくちゃに、めちゃくちゃになってるところで、ちょうどスパイサーがヒトラーの話をしたので。
Don't ever make a Hitler comparison if you're a press secretary. What are you doing? Like, no matter how great you think the Hitler comparison is going to be, it's not going to be that great.
I know.
it's such an obvious, there's just this, the largest landmine.
Yeah.
That no press secretary has ever stepped on. He just went straight for it.
自信満々で言っちゃったからね。あの、え、ガス室のこと忘れちゃったのかなみたいな。
Right. Well, it was so clear that he was in his mind. You could see his eyes like looking up and to the left as he dug through his agenda.
Yeah.
Which is vilify Assad.
Yeah.
And so when your job is, okay, go out there, talk to the press and vilify Assad.
そう、アサドを悪く見せるためにはヒトラーよりも悪いっていうことを言いたいっていう動機はわかるけど、
It's such an obvious comparison. Oh, worse than Hitler. You know, it's just a
本当にその後のこう、いや、そういう意味じゃなくて街中では使わなかったみたいな意味ですとかいう言い訳も意味がわかんないしね。
He is an interesting character though, that Sean Spicer.He's such a good example of, you know, what we were warned against. by George Orwell in 1984, because the way that he uses language is just the most political. It's different from like lawyer speak, although they have the same mechanics. But you can be a lot more reckless in political question and answering than you can in a legal situation. It's pretty crazy.
なんかこうここまで悪いスポークスパーソンっているかなっていう、その彼はこの後なんかの仕事につけるのかなっていう。
I think he's good at his job. Most people can't figure it out, and the press can't figure it out. If you watch his press briefings, the press, their questions are not good, and they get shut down with his phony answers, and they consistently fail to follow up. You know, so when you watch Spicer give these press briefings, it's just this, I don't know, it's just incompetence abound in that room, I feel like. People ask the dumbest questions because there's an opportunity here to talk to Spicer, and then there's all these baseless, you know, sort of speculative attack questions that are too easy to shut down.
Yeah.
And so they just do this over and over and over, and Spicer shuts them down, and it's like, yes, those kinds of questions don't work. We need a different strategy to communicate with this guy. There's always an attempt to catch up to him.
自ら言うことも面白いじゃん。その、あの、オバマケアをさ、うちらが直したやつですとか言ってさ、その、分厚さを比べるみたいな、見た？
Look
at this. This is them. This is us.みたいな、なんかあのこんなにちっちゃくなったみたいなさ、
right.
とか結構その滑稽さが、
I mean there's a correlation between
すごいなんかコミカルすぎてさ、
yeah, I mean it's a simplistic, but who were we talking to? You know, for so long, I mean I think we've had a lot of politicians who are like great speakers. And
yeah, あのオバマの時の報道官の人名前忘れちゃったけど、あの人もかなりスケッチだったのね。スケッチではあったけど、mm. コミカルではなかったから、あのこれヒトラーの話とかそういう爆弾は落とさないし、
I was watching that live. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what he was saying.
Yeah.
It was like science fiction.
ね、普通の企業だったらもう一瞬でクビになると思うけどね、こんなクライシスをさ、報道官が自ら引き起こすっていうの。
But, yeah, you can look at it from the other way though. You know, it's just, he's just a guy.And he said something really stupid.
Yeah, but the frequency of that happening is too much.
It's 2017. We can say all the dumb stuff.
報道官とかスポークスパーソンとか企業の広報の人っていうのは、クライシスが起きた時にそれに対処する人たちじゃん。コミュニケーションを通じて。このスパイサーみたいに自らクライシスを次々引き起こすっていうのはさ、ちょっと普通常ではあんまり考えられないよね。面白いけどね、見てて。なんかもうイライラもしないもん。
Yeah. It's...
まあそれは私がアメリカ人じゃないから、そういう余裕があるわけで、自分がアメリカ人だったら笑ってられないと思う。
I don't know if it makes that much of a difference. I mean, look what's going on with North Korea right now. We're pretty close to the whole, that whole, you know, basket.
Oh, God.
Right.
What is going on? It's like, what the fuck?
Did you see their parade? And did you see
yeah.
and Kim Jong-un like saluting and what an interesting place.
Teka, what is Trump doing?
Well, Trump right now is putting pressure on China to no longer import coal from North Korea as a sanction to get North Korea to shut down their program.
Right.
So, and then, but it seems like China has been somewhat compliant with that. Whether that's going to work on someone like Kim Jong-un, who knows? We have no idea if it's going to work. But it does seem like, I mean, China starting to turn on North Korea will probably intensify the situation.
Yeah.
I don't know what will happen. What could happen?
何考えてるか分かんないからね。
You know, what should be done? It's such an impossible...
I was saying, like, they should just all go do karaoke or something together.
Who should?
Like, Trump and Kim Jong-un and, I don't know, everybody. Like, Japan, China, Korea. Well, I guess Korea doesn't have a president right now.
Are you
going to
blow that place up?
No.
Oh.
No, they should just, like, they should just, like, chill. And hang out instead of like threatening each other.
Kim Jong-un is not about to chill.
He was chilling with Dennis Rodman, right?
That's just confusing. I don't know what that... I know that happened, but I don't know what it means.
So I know he can chill with like girls and alcohol and yachts and whatever.
Right, but there's also the issue of all these people in North Korea who are being oppressed, who are being brainwashed and indoctrinated
but
and
I
this
mean,
crazy stuff.
I don't know. It's a weird situation where like Trump is telling them to, you know, not have nuclear when they have nuclear. It's like, okay.
Right.
You know. Yeah, North Korea is crazy. Kim Jong-un is crazy. He's a dictator.
Yes, but I think we can agree we don't want him to have nuclear weapons.
No, but I'm just saying
he produces
that
like YouTube videos every week of like North Korea blowing up, you know, Japan or like the United States.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that なんか説得力がないじゃん。トランプに言われてもさ。いや、お前も持ってるじゃんみたいな。
Well, yeah, I mean, if you go down that road, I mean...It never ends, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how it quickly escalated to where we are now.
Well, I think most of the escalation is yet to actually happen. I think this is calm, believe it or not. Right now, this is calm. This is like calm seas. Even though it doesn't feel like it, there's just stormy clouds, you know, in several directions.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
But if we wait, then Kim Jong-un will develop the ability to send ICBMs armed with nuclear warheads to almost anywhere on the planet. And he can already probably send a nuclear warhead to South Korea or Japan or wherever...And we probably don't have the ability to defend against it. I mean, we have destroyers.
Yeah, I mean, they can do that, but like, what are they going to gain from it? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but what are you going to gain by...
Their country's going to be gone if they did that.
What are you going to gain by strapping like, on a bomb and like, blowing up a bus?
No more partying with Dennis Rodman. You know, say goodbye to your luxurious life.
But they've been doing stuff where it's like, what are you guys going to gain for years?
てかそもそもさ、キム・ジョンナムがもう死んじゃってるっていうことが信じられない。
I almost didn't notice.
What? どういうこと?
I'm just saying Kim Jong-un has done a decent job just being the same guy, more or less. You know, North Korea is pretty much the same country.
Yeah.
Nothing has...really changed all that much.
Or we just don't know, right? I mean, there's not much information.
Looks the same to me.
でも分かんない
よね。 You can watch that, what is that, American Saves the World movie with the puppets that has Kim Jong-un
in it. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I forgot. I haven't seen it.
Oh. World Police. America World Police or whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah, one of the main characters, Kim Jong-un, is dead, but that movie is like the same because it's just Kim Jong-un now, or Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
Passed away. Anyways.
次。エモリーワクチンセンターとラジーブ・ガンディ生物工学センターがインド南部に生息するカエルの皮膚の粘液が2009年に大流行した H1 型インフルエンザウイルスを殺すことを発見しました。これは赤ガエル科のハイドロフィラックス・バフヴィスタラという種類のカエルで、バクテリアから自らを守るために皮膚から交尾生物ペプチドを出しており、そこに抗ウイルス性のペプチドが含まれているのが見つかり、今回ウルミンと名付けられました。マウスには効果的面でしたが、 今後人間への効果や他のウイルスに対する有用性など研究を進める方針です。
Researchers from Emory Vaccine Center and the Raj Gandhi Center for Biotechnology in India have discovered that a secretion from the skin of an Indian frog kills the H1 influenza virus, which became widespread in 2009. The brown frog species Hydrophyllax bahuvistara secretes a host defense peptide that defends against viruses, which the researchers are calling urumin. It has been found to work for mice, and research will continue to evaluate its efficacy for humans and against other viruses.
そう、あの、パーム油とかさ、森林伐採の話になると必ず出てくるんだけど、こういう話が。
あの、The frog?
カエルだけじゃなくて、まあ、植物とかいろんな生き物で人間の生存に使える、
right.
まあ、こういうものが実は森とかジャングルの中にはいっぱいあって、全然それは人間がただ発見してないだけ、mm-hmm. で実は今ある薬よりも効くものとかもあったりとか、今の薬ではどうにもならないものがジャングルにはあったりとかっていうのがあって、right. やっぱりここ何年かカエルがどんどん減ってる、いろんな各地で、世界各地でカエルの数とか種類がすごく減っていて、あの、気候変動にすごい影響を受けてるっていうのがあるんだけど、こういうのもね、実はあっても、
there's a bunch of different things that they're working on right now, medications for various conditions that are based on chemicals found in these animals, and a lot of the drugs that we produce that are synthetic.Are actually based on a framework of molecular structure that was discovered by observing nature. And so, I mean, that's been done many times. It's, maybe we don't necessarily use the, you know, we're not going to squeeze frogs
yeah.
onto everyone directly, but once we can understand the compounds,
yeah.
the molecular structures, then...We can start to develop things that either do the same thing or very similar. But without these maps from natural ecosystems, this is an ability that took billions of years to evolve into place, and to bulldoze that and plant some oil tree instead is frankly insane.
そう、あんまりね、こうどうして森を切っちゃいけないのかっていう話になった時に、こういうのはなかなか日本だと言われないんだけど、まあ昔から言われてることなんだよね。で、人間はあの、まあ、妊娠して子供を生まれるまでにも時間がかかるし、大人になるにも時間がかかるし、寿命も長いから、なかなか気候変動で人間にどういう影響が出てるかっていうのが出てくるのが何十年とかかかるんだけど、カエルとかこういうちっちゃい生物はもっとスパンが早いから、あの、受けてる影響がもろにリアルタイムで出ちゃって、あの、もうすぐ絶滅してたりとかで、カエルなんて全然発見されてない種類がまだまだめちゃくちゃいっぱいいるから、あの、もう新種が見つかったと同時にもう絶滅するみたいなレベルっていうふうにも言われているんだよね。
Also plants, plants contain a lot of things that could potentially be used for medicine. In the future, with the combination of artificial intelligence and gene analysis and genetic engineering abilities.Or technologies like CRISPR, the value of the sheer information contained in these relatively preserved ecosystems will probably exceed any other resource on the entire fucking planet. Like, I couldn't see it being any other way. The most complex, the most valuable, sharpened, with intent in such a competitive environment for millions if not billions of years, I don't think that there's any other way to replicate this stuff. If you want iron, you can just go to a fucking meteor. Or, you know, there's, we don't even know of any sources off planet that could do anything like provide the information that you would find in 100 square meters of virgin rainforest or an ecosystem. We have tons of land in other places in the world, but they don't contain the same biodiversity.
Yeah.
So it doesn't contain the same, you know, redundant information isn't more information. It's the same information. So. But I think more long-term oriented institutions should be established to try to preserve that stuff for the future of genetic engineering, or just for the sake of having information.
Yeah.
Let's see. NASA has discovered the presence of molecular hydrogen on Saturn's moon Enceladus, suggesting that there is hydrothermal vent activity at the bottom of its oceans in rock containing organic materials. This finding confirms that the chemical energy required for life does exist in the oceans of Enceladus, as alien microbes could potentially combine hydrogen with carbon dioxide in a process known as methanogenesis. The entire surface of Enceladus is water ice, 32 kilometers deep, encasing a global ocean that is 10 kilometers deep, wrapped around a solid core. The discoveries were made using the Cassini probe, which dived through a plume of gas and icy material that was ejected from Enceladus in 2015.
NASA が土星の月であるエンケラドゥスに水素分子があることを発見し、エンケラドゥスの海の底には生物岩があり、活動中の熱水噴出孔があることが分かりました。このことからエンケラドゥスの海には生命が存在する条件が揃っており、水素と二酸化炭素を使ったメタン生成経路により生育する微生物がいる可能性があります。エンケラドゥスの表面はすべて 32km の深さの氷で覆われており、中には 10km の深さの海があります。2015年にエンケラドゥスから放出されているガスや氷の物質の中に土星探査機カッシーニをダイブさせて、これらの発見に至っています。熱水噴出孔といえば高井さんだよね。
Yes, and Enceladus. Before this was confirmed, a lot of people were more heavy on, you know, like Europa or Titan. But if there's evidence that methanogenesis could be occurring within Enceladus, maybe we should go there.
Yeah.
Like Takai-san suggested so astutely.
高井さんのエピソード何番だったか忘れちゃったけど、すごい面白かったもんね。
There was a lot of talk about Enceladus, actually.
これでかいクジラみたいのいたらどうする？
Well, they could easily have animals、
ね、
that are, you know, would make a blue whale look like a peanut.
Yeah, that'll be crazy, right?
I mean, whatever it is, if there's anything there, even if there's nothing there, it would be crazy to go there.
確かに。
But yeah, it looks like there's activity in the rock under the surface. I mean, under the water ocean, which is under the frozen crust.
なんかやっぱ海っていうところがさ、ロマンがない？水の中だったら絶対なんかいそうみたいなさ。
Well, we think that life may have began on Earth, or if life began on Earth, and most people think that it did, that these hydrothermal vents may have been involved, as well as methanogenic life. And methanogenic life producing...Methane can actually, there's also reverse methanogenesis, so other life forms could actually use methane.
それがまさに高井さんがやってることだもんね。この熱水噴出孔から生命が始まったんじゃないかっていう。 Yeah, this is crazy. どういうのがいるのかな?
Yeah, so this kind of life exists on our planet and appears to be phylogenetically distinct from like protozoa and I don't want to say something incorrect, but like those other creatures. So it's totally plausible. I mean, it might actually be more surprising if there wasn't life on Enceladus. Like, why didn't it happen? That's weird.
確かにね。
You know?
確かに。
I'm ready to just assume there's aliens under the ocean there, but...
いや、でもだってさ、熱水噴出孔があります。二酸化炭素があって、水があって、生き物が何にもいなかったら、確かにそれはそれで、なぜエンケラドゥスには生命が生まれなくて地球には生命がいるのかっていう話になるからさ。
Right. If we did find life there, and it was methanogenic life, it would sort of confirm, our ideas about abiogenesis. Abiogenesis being the genesis of life from non-life. We don't actually know for sure that that can even happen. I mean, I guess it must have happened, unless you invoke God or something.
Right.
But yeah, it would clear up a lot of stuff, even about our own origins, possibly.
メタン菌ってやつだよね、だから。
On the 26th, so soon, this probe, the Cassini, which has been in orbit around Saturn for quite a long time now. Just 6 days from now will be the end of its mission. So it's been orbiting Saturn like this whole time. Like, seriously, this whole time since before we've been doing the show. And in 6 days, it's going to actually dive between Saturn and Saturn's rings.
Ooh.
And it should take some cool... like really surreal pictures.
Wow, 楽しみだね。
And it's gonna do that 22 times.
え、何？あと6日っつった？
Mm-hmm.
来週？
And then it's gonna...
の水曜日。
And then it's gonna become part of Saturn.
That's crazy! すごいな。なんか本当、まあ、ずっと宇宙のニュースは多いけど、最近映画とかも多くない？宇宙関係。なんか一般的にさ、まあ、火星の話とかもあるからかもしれないけど、一般的に宇宙に対するアテンションが、
I'm not the right person to ask because I've always surrounded myself with space stuff, so I really can't tell.
でもほらなんか映画とかで増えてくるとさ、なんとなくあ、一般的に興味が、
well, like that show Cosmos and people know who like Carl Sagan was, and people know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is. Like, there's never really been. I mean, Carl Sagan was the last famous cosmologist, but I don't think he was as famous as Neil deGrasse Tyson is now. And there's like social media. There's a lot of space stuff. Although there are people who say that, you know, NASA is Photoshop and
まあね、この間ね、あの Why Him っていうブライアン・クランストンが出てるすごいバカバカしいコメディ映画があって、それを見てたらイーロン・マスクが出てきたの。 He's mainstream now.
What is he doing?
なんかそのジェームス・フランコが出てて、So like ブライアン・クランストンがお父さんで娘がいて、すごいいい子に育ってるわけで、その娘が彼氏連れてきたら、それがジェームス・フランコで、He's like really trippy, really strange, and he's like a billionaire tech guy or game maker or something. で、なんか、Why does it have to be him? This really strange dude みたいな。And James Franco being James Franco, you know, just crazy, like trippy guy. And で、その彼がパーティーを開いて、まあ、いろんなテックの重要な人も来てるみたいな中で、ブライアン・クランストンがバーにいたら、たまたま横にイーロン・マスクがいるみたいな。
He's done a few cameos before, yeah. He was in, Iron Man, and he was in some...
Ah, そうだ、確かに。
He was in some TV show.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a clip. I don't remember the TV show, but he just showed up in someone's, like, science class or something.
Huh.
And was, like, washing dishes. I don't remember. It was really random.
Yeah, すごい短いシーンなんだけど。あ、イーロン・マスクと思って。
The space is where we're going. Or someone's going.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't even talked about it, but Elon landed that reused Falcon 9 rocket, which was the real demonstration of what SpaceX has been working toward for a very long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also the nail in the coffin for any transportation model to space that isn't reusable because the cost is just so different. So, I mean, with that, the price of going to space is expected to fall by a factor of like 100 fairly quickly. So, you know, while we sit around, go shopping and drink coffee and work out and stuff, people are going to be developing these reusable rockets, and people are all these companies that couldn't afford to like iSpace, like the cost for them, for a company like iSpace to send a project that they developed into space or pretty much anywhere in the solar system just became much more affordable for everyone. So just expect within the next 5 years, corporate space or privatized space is going to be completely different.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Researchers have found that the human ability to behave randomly peaks at an average of 25 years old. Study participants were asked to produce the hypothetical result of a coin flip and roll of dice, as well as cards selected randomly from a deck. Analysis revealed that the algorithmic randomness of the hypothetical results was highest for the age of 25 on average, and was found to decrease with age. The study was published in PLOS Computational Biology.
学会誌 PLOS Computational Biology に掲載された研究で、人間が無作為な行動を取る能力のピークは25歳であることが分かりました。実験ではコイントス、サイコロ転がし、トランプで適当にカードを1枚引いた時などの架空の結果について被験者に書き出してもらいました。すると平均して25歳の人々が一番ランダムな結果を書き出しており、年齢が上がるにつれその能力は低下していました。面白いね。
Yeah, it's an interesting way to conduct the test. It's quite clever. And I think it's a kind of, almost as interesting as the results of the test is that the test itself can be applied to a lot of different things now. So, you know, are you more creative when you drink caffeine, for example?
Right.
You can conduct the same test. Versus
そうだね。
Not on caffeine, so.
Yeah. これやってみたい自分も。それで自分が何歳ぐらいの年相応なのか、それとも思ったより年がいっちゃってるとかさ、教えてほしい。
What's interesting is you can't evaluate how well you're doing while you're doing it at all.
そりゃそうだよね。自分ではわかんないよね。
You'll have no idea. It's literally your limit.
自分ではランダムにやってるつもりなんだもんね。
Mm-hmm.
自分のベストを尽くしてるはずなんだけどってことでしょ。
Yeah. So the complexity of the algorithm or the less of a pattern there is in the results you produce, the more random you're being.
まあ年を重ねていくごとにさ、ランダムなことをやるっていう機会もそんななくなるもんね。
for sure.
その結婚して家庭を持ってとかになるとさ、急にじゃあ、mm-hmm. お父さんがランダムに、あ、私明日からアフリカに引っ越しますとかできないし、mm-hmm. とか。
This is why so many people who create successful startups are in their late 20s. Mm-hmm. And usually after the age of 35 or so, people don't start successful businesses anymore because mm-hmm. they don't have that creativity. Because how can you beat the 25-year-olds that are out there thinking about the same thing that have yeah. more creative minds than the older people do? So,
ね、だからこういかに昔の、例えば日本の企業だったら入社して 1,2 年はコピー取ったりとかお茶組んだりとかだけで、mm. そこからやっと仕事させてもらえるとか、それがいかにもったいないかっていうことだよね、right. その年齢が上である方が仕事がよくでき、経験は多いかもしれないけど、かといってこういう見過ごされてる能力があるわけでさ、
well, when the people in management don't have the creativity to even produce, I mean, if you're being managed by someone who doesn't have creativity, how could you be as creative as you are?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
そうだね。
So, yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. I'd be interested to, I mean, if there's anything we can do to prolong our creativity, to make us be creative longer. Do you feel like your peak was, you know, some half a decade ago? In creativity? Like, you don't think really random, weird.
I feel like I'm pretty random compared to people around my age. In a normal society. Normal as in like corporate
right.
society.
Well, your occupation maintains a more like diverse set of knowledge too, so that probably helps.
25歳の時ってだって何？就職して1年とか2年とか
Sure.
Right? Yeah. だからコーポレートソサイエティであんまりそこでランダムに何かをやるっていう機会がないじゃん。
Right. Well, if you look at these, old people think like, oh, look at this young kid, he doesn't know anything. We need to control him and we need to use him
yeah.
and train him and get him to be able to do what we do.
Yeah.
They don't really think like, look at this young person. They may have some ideas that we can't generate or.
あ、でもあのアメリカの会社で働いてたからすごい聞いてくれた。なんかその、yeah. brainstorming の時とかにもちろん入れてくれて。Mm-hmm.あの若いから何も分かってないっていう扱いはされたことなかった。だから若いから逆に、そう若いから逆になんか面白いこと思いつくだろうお前みたいな感じで、
mm-hmm.
それは良かったね個人的には、mm-hmm. なんかこうあとみんなが絶対無理かもしれないと思ってることとかも若いから言ってみたりするじゃん。そうするとみんなもあじゃあこれやってみようかとか。
I just remembered this there's this quote by Steve Jobs whereSteve Jobs says, this world was created by people who are no smarter than you are. You know? And he's right. And that's really our defense as we grow up to maintain our own creativity and our own expression and our, and to question the way the world is. Does it need to be this way?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people don't have that realization.
そうだね。なんか若い人、あの学生の人とかからメッセージもらうときに結構自分はこういうふうに思うんだけど、まあ大人の人にはそんなに甘くないって言われるかもしれないけどとか、あの大人の人にはそんなに単純じゃないって言われるかもしれないけどとか、みんなこう前置きがあるんだけど、だから実際にそういうふうに言われてるのかもしれないし、でもなんかじゃあそうやって言ってる大人が本当に分かってるかっていうと絶対そんなことないからと思う。なんかそういうふうに言う側の人にもなりたくないしね。なんかそんな世の中甘くないんだよとかさ絶対言いたくないじゃん。 それ自分はできなかったかもしれないけど、この子はできるかもしれないしさ。
Yeah.
そんなのは本人にしかわかんないから。
It's always, I don't know, this, the way that generations are always renewing, and it's always, our values are shifting. And so instead of, you know, being disciplined necessarily or compliant necessarily, we are looking for creative people, mm-hmm. you know, companies are looking for creative people. And I don't know where, I mean, it's nice to think it's all heading in a good direction.
そうだね。
次。mice were initially administered an electric shock to produce a mnemonic anchor, and when researchers artificially... Am I missing my first part of this thing? Well, researchers administered an electric shock to produce a mnemonic anchor, and these researchers artificially stimulated an area of the prefrontal cortex of mice, specifically the same area that was activated when these mice were initially shocked, and they expressed behavior indicating fearfulness. In other words, the day after the mice felt fear, the engram cells had already formed a memory in the cerebral cortex. At this point, the hippocampal engram cells are more active, and the cerebral cortex engram cells are not necessary to recall the memory. This reverses at the 2-week mark when the cerebral cortex engram becomes necessary to recall memories.
人の記憶は脳内の海馬にエピソード記憶を保持するエングラム細胞として形成され、その後時間とともに大脳皮質に転送され保管されていると推測されてきました。今回、理研 MIT 神経回路遺伝学研究センターが初めてこの記憶の転送が実際に行われていることを確認しました。マウスに軽い電気ショックを与え、その際に活性化した前頭前皮質の細胞を人為的に刺激すると、ショックを与えられた次の日には恐怖でうずくまる行動を見せました。つまり、恐怖を感じた次の日には、すでに大脳皮質にエングラム細胞ができていることになります。この時点では、海馬のエングラム細胞の方がアクティブで、大脳皮質のエングラム細胞は記憶の早期には必要ありませんでしたが、2週間後には逆転し、記憶の早期に必要不可欠になりました。
Right. To give this context in English, it has been believed that human brains store memory episodes in the form of neurons called engram cells within the hippocampus, later transmitting them to the cerebral cortex. And scientists at Riken MIT Center for Neural Circuit Genetics was able to confirm for the first time that this transmission was occurring.
そう。
So.
これまさにたまによく名前を私たちが出してる MIT の奥山テルさんのチームのやつだったんだけど、
うん、
ちょっと今日彼の研究だってことに気づいてさっき LINE でメッセージしたんだけど、ちょっと時間がなくて本人に質問できなかったことがめっちゃ悔やまれるんだけれども、すごい面白いよね。恐怖に関しては扁桃体も関わってくるので、恐怖の記憶に関しては、
うん、
だから扁桃体からシグナルが来て、このうずくまるすくみ行動っていうみたいなんだけど、それがマウスに見られるっていう。
Is there a metric for the extent to which this engram has actually beenimprinted, like how strong the memory is? You know how like you have fuzzy memories, then you have really clear, distinct memories. Like what is that, you know, what is that degradation of the memory? It's weird. Sometimes they mutate.
前に動画見たじゃん。こう誰かのことを思い出してるときにパチパチパチパチパチパチってなるやつ。どれぐらい活性化してるかっていうのはああいうふうに見たらわかるんじゃないかな。
うん、
で面白いのはさ、この海馬のエングラム細胞が2週間後にはサイレントに切り替わってるんだけど、
right.
それが消えてるのか、それともまた必要になった時に使ってるのか、それとも消えてるものもあれば消えてないものもあるのかとかさ、なんかそういう疑問が浮かんでくるよね。
Yeah, I mean, we get these little pieces about how memory works. And then memory, of course, fits into your living experience in the present moment, where we remember the past and anticipate the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to fit that back into the brain again. I mean, how do our memories relate to the future? What is déjà vu? You know, there's a I feel like there's still a lot more to learn before we actually figure out what's specifically going on. But it's interesting that our brain has these somewhat distinct areas of, you know, operating and managing memories and transcribing them.
ね、その転送されるっていうのも面白いし、まあ、まず記憶っていうもので形成されてるもんね、自分は。自分という存在は。
うん、
だから。やっぱりこの間またね、This American Life で、あれ再放送だったのかよくわかんないんだけど、またあの、Photographic Memory というか、全然忘れられない人のインタビューやってて、また聞いても面白かった。あのやっぱり全部忘れちゃうのももちろんすごい辛いけど、全部忘れられないっていうのも相当辛いものがある。
Isn't it unbelievable that a brain would be capable of that without any drastic alteration?
そう。でもなんか一人の女性はやっぱり全部覚えてると辛いし疲れるから、そのジャーナルに一応全部書くんだって。そうするとなんとなくすっきりして、忘れるわけじゃないんだけど、ちょっとアウトプットすることで若干そのストレスが軽減されるみたいな。ただそのジャーナルを一回お母さんかなんかがなくしちゃって、ですごい怒って、もう一回一から書き直すんだけど、覚えてるから書けちゃうんだよね。
Yeah, that sounds
すごいよね。あとだから1ヶ月だけ付き合った彼氏のこととか、
mm.
それはゲイの男の人だったけど、1ヶ月しか付き合ってないのに全然はっきり覚えてる。で、3月何日の何曜日に彼が自分にこう言って、もうすごい嬉しくてとか、感情も含めて、
鮮明に覚えてる。 I mean, isn't there just gotta be way too much, you know, if you remember everything?
そう、結構辛そうだ。なんか3人ぐらいインタビューしてて、なんかこう、まあ、便利なことはいっぱいあるだろうけど、やっぱり辛いよね。
One of the main things that our brain, it's almost like our brain knows that you, the conscious mind, just can't deal with that much stuff. You know, you can't manage your heart rate and all, regulate all these other things, and you can't even manageyour own sensory input. So like right now, as I'm talking to you, there's like construction noise. I can hear like metal clanging. And if I listen closer, I can probably pick up some other things. But when we're engaged in something, like focused, our brains do something called gating of sensory input.And it doesn't mean that you're blocking it out. You're actually listening to all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you're listening to it subconsciously.
Mm.
So if someone like said your name somewhere, or even if someone didn't say your name, but you heard something that sounded like your name, that gating would be like interrupted. You'd be like, what?
Yeah.
You know? And we have that for the present moment. And I'm not really sure how that... For our memories, it seems more like...We have anchors and we have triggers. And...
そうだからぼーっとしてるだけでも、いかにそういうレギュレーションがいろんなところでアクティブに働いてるかっていうことだよね。だって自閉症とかはそういうちっちゃい音でも全部もうフルにアテンションがいっちゃって辛いとかっていうのもあるじゃん。だからこうね、全然休んでるつもりでぼーっとしてるとか、今じゃマイケルと話してるだけで特に頑張ってないつもりでも、いろんなところで記憶を制御したり、でそれがさ、この水ちょっと見ただけで あのこれを昔買ってくれた元カレのことを思い出すとかなると、mm-hmm. 本当 PTSD みたいにさダララって連想されちゃうとか、yeah. それを全部脳が自動的に抑えてくれてるわけじゃん。
Yeah, there's a concept for the history of like everything. So like what you just said about that, about this water bottle is like this water bottles, and they use the term morphogenetic field. So everything that has ever happened or interacted with that water bottle is somehow contained within it in some way, in some invisible.
Yeah.
That's why they use the term field.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a scientific notion, but I guess it's interesting.
Because
that's how our brain works.
Yeah.
Our brain projects these fields on stuff based on our memories of different things.
しかも変な話さ、このエングラム、このスイッチするのもさ、なんで2週間なんだろうねとかさ、なんで2週間かかるんだろう。
Well, maybe 2 weeks is just the point where the levels of activity relative to each other are go inverse. Do you know what I mean?
Like why 2 weeks, you know?
Maybe that's how long it takes to fully transcribe the memory into long term. I don't know.
Yeah, that's like weird, right?
I mean, it's hard to say.
これはちょっとテルさんに聞かないといけないね。I really want him to come onto our show, but he just, last time when he was in Japan, he didn't have time, so, yeah.
Please come.
ね、てるさん。ま、お待ちしています。そうそう。今日これからね、またネズミの話するんだよね、特別編で。
So grateful to mice and their sacrifice for the human race.
I know, oh my god.
We should have mice statues on every corner.
I know.
Praise them.
I never try to think about it. このすくみ行動とか考えるだけでなんかもう超かわいそうだよね。
We've talked about the, you know, eviscerations of mice brains and other body parts and breaking mice legs and...
Yeah, or like, ネズミをさ透明にした実験とかもあったじゃん。
Right. I felt okay about like medaka more than mice.
そうだね。
But even the medaka are like have like courtship behavior and like
yeah, I know.
Get all cute and shit when you're trying to do
science. こういういろんな動物の犠牲のもと私たちの生活が成り立っているっていうことは覚えておかないといけないよね。
I think animals are all just developing strategies to make us feel sorry for them in order to survive.
Yeah, and it's working.
It's working.
At least for me. Definitely.文字起こしのテキストは Mac と iPhone と Android で購入できますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料で単発で買うのもできるし、月額240円という激安で全部読み放題というプランもあります、読み放題プランに入るとリーディング練習用のエッセイも読めますので、ぜひ。あとあの普通に単語テスト機能とかいろいろついてるので、あとサイトね、もう超できそうだよね。
超
できそう。超できそう。Coming soon って感じなのでお楽しみに。あと LINE のステッカーね、あの話を先週したらいろんな人が調べてくれて、あの今ちょっと LINE にまた連絡しているところです。あと何かあったっけ？あ、インスタグラム、ツイッター、Facebook やっていますのでフォローお願いします。沖縄行ったからさ、写真を載せたよ、ちょっとだけだけど。
まあ、焼けてないね。
そう。あ、でもちょっと焼けたよ、やっぱり。ビーチ行ったし。やっぱいいね。もう最高だね。那覇しか行ってないんだけどさ、また。最高だった。もう人が本当に優しいじゃん。
Did you swim?
Not really. まだちょっと水冷たかった。けどでもあの外は暑い、すごい。でも不思議なのはさ、沖縄の人って暑さに慣れてるからか分かんないけど、うちらはもう暑い暑いって言ってもうタンクトップにショーツとかで歩いてんのに、沖縄の子供とか普通にパーカー着てんの、パーカー着てフードかぶってる子とかいて、暑くないのかと と思って。それがめっちゃ謎だった。すごい。
Yeah, no, they people there want to like be stylish and like the girls too will wear like stuff that's definitely hot, but you know, if you sometimes you
are we like nice biologically clothes. Different? Like genetically different maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
普通に長袖とか着ててさすがって思って。すごいな。
Definitely biologically different.
でも本当いいよ。ねえ、あのさ、前行った時首里城行ったっけうちら。Somehow I didn't have memory. I did remember us going to the pyramid thing. With like Stonehenge type of...
いつだっけ? That was a...
あれは
ages
結構多分6年前とかかな、で首里城にちょっと覚えてないってことは絶対行ったことなかったんだと思うんだけど、めっちゃいいよ本当に癒されたなんかすごい、本当に綺麗だしその文化も面白いし
What are the stone places that are like
That's the pyramid, right? The one that we went
The really old one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it has a weird name, like...
Yeah.
Something.
なんとかうどんみたいなやつでしょ。
Yeah. あ、玉うどん。
あ、そうだ、玉うどん。
玉うどん。
そう、玉うどんの超近くに首里城があるのね。で、うちら玉うどんだけ行ったのかもしれないんだけど。でもだって首里城すごい、本当に良かったから、絶対行ったら覚えてると思うんだよね。さすがに。
You have to pay to get into the...一番真ん中のところや。
そう、めっちゃ良かった。本当に。で、本当にみんな優しいんだよね。なんかおばちゃんとか全員チルじゃん。全員ってことないのかもしれないけど。で、屋台村とか行ってさ、ご飯も美味しいしさ。
猫もいっぱいいるよね。
猫もいっぱいいるしさ、もうマジ天国だね。
It's weird that there's not more people there, right?Think about how many people are in Tokyo.
Yeah. And you go to like, nah,
it's like, I guess, I mean, there's some people here, but it's nothing like, Shibuya or any,
no.
like, even like smaller stations, like, it's not even close.
なんか家も可愛いしさ、plants もすごい、ハワイみたいな plants がいっぱいあって。ああもう帰りたくなかった。
People text and drive in Okinawa, though. They do. I've seen it so many.Times when I was there.
よかった本当に。
そう
でインスタグラムでさいろんな沖縄に住んでる人がいっぱいメッセージくれて、優しいねみんな本当に。帰りたくなかった。
Yeah.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
はい。